Welcome back to Football Lenses, everybody.
Welcome back, guys.
Sorry, I was a little off camera there.
Another week, another pod.
Yep.
Back at it like a crack addict.
We are, we is, we. I don't know what I was going to say.
How was your week?
It was all right, man. I worked a lot.
Yeah,
I did. Like a lot. Like a lot. No, that's literally all I did with like all my free time, which is work.
Yeah, you went out a little bit this weekend.
I went out on Saturday night, to be fair.
Yeah.
That was like the saving grace of my month, January.
Damn.
No, that's not true. Because I also went out last Saturday night. But yeah, no, it was cool, I guess. I mean, like I said, I worked a lot. We went to a little happy hour up in like, where were we, Lincoln Park?
Lincoln Park, yeah.
Shout out the host, the winner. I don't know what to call her.
Our friend won a free happy hour
for an hour at this. That was very dangerous.
At a bar.
At a bar for, you know, it was like an hour of free drinks for up to 30 people.
She won it on trivia night. And she came in third.
Yeah.
Also, if you're watching and we're looking a certain way, we are watching a game right now because that's just what we do. We're watching Olympia versus America in the CONCACAF Champions League, so for our two viewers.
It's facts. That is what we're doing. Yeah, how was your week?
Boring. I mean, we went out Saturday. That was fun. But it was too cold. There's no work. I didn't work a lot. Same thing this week. It's already slowing down. I fell today. I'm walking, and like on the side of the road, you know how like sometimes it kind of turns like a ditch? So it's very icy, and it's like a construction area, so like it's all gravel. But like, yeah, it's frozen, but like just like a lot of loose pieces and ice. So I slip and I fall. So like I'm walking, and my ankle, it goes like, and then I fall, and I land on my knee, and I scraped it, and then I just fell flat on my face, and I stayed there for like 20 seconds, because the cars had a red light, so they were probably just watching me, and I was too embarrassed to show my face, but then I realized I'm wearing a shiesty, so they can't see my face anyway, so I got up, and I brushed it off, but I'm sure a couple people laughed at me, and that's actually a good description of how my week's been.
I'm surprised you're still here.
No, my ankle's killing me. It genuinely is. So for the rest of the morning, since I was in like that, the ground was very uneven. My ankle was acting up a lot from like just walking in uneven surfaces. My ankle was like on fire for a while, and it just felt very uncomfortable. But I can't go to the doctor.
What a strike.
So.
Oh, yeah, you can't, huh?
My insurance kicks in 2 weeks because it's a newer job. But I think I found another new job, so I'm going to be uninsured for like another 3 months. I don't know, man. It's been a bit now. Yeah. I'm probably dying. But, yeah.
Well, at least we have the podcast to capture your last moments. Leave a like on this video if you're watching on YouTube to show him that you appreciate his effort. Also, let us know what you think of the background this week. No jerseys. We got some scarves and a flag. Yeah, he's kind of blocking
my fat the ass entire in the way.
Flag, but...
People see it.
Yeah, it's there. Well, there was a lot of footy this week. Mostly the Champions League. Also league games in, like, every European competition. And by European competition, I mean, like, domestic league. But also cup games. Although those happen, like, today and tomorrow. So we're not going to talk about them until next week.
Which means until it's all done. Yeah,
y'all have to tune into those. Next time, But the Champions League, 16 games all at once. Top 8 teams auto-qualify to the next round. Is it 16 to 32? Go to the playoffs? No, no, no. 9 to 32, I mean?
Yeah.
Go to the playoffs, and then the last 16 teams are eliminated.
Or 8.
However many.
It's but the last 8, because with the playoffs, oh, yeah, it was 8 and the 8 16 and teams 16, that play yeah. end up being, yeah.
16 out and 16 in after this round.
Quick maths. Biggest news from that week, though. Biggest probably game.
Real Madrid, Benfica. Honestly, first, there was just crazy scenes all around. The last 5 minutes of games was insane. It was like everybody was hopping in and out of the final eight, and out of like the top eight, and the last eight, and the middle eight, and like it was just everything and everywhere all at once. It was crazy. It was cool. Yeah,
messed up my 16 leg parlay.
But yeah, Madrid lost 4-2. To Benfica. Benfica. It was 3-2. Like 92nd minute. Keeper goes up. To take a corner. Madrid had 2 red cards, by the way.
And Benfica needed to win by... Did you say that? I spaced out.
They needed to win.
Yeah.
By 2 to stay in the competition. Goalkeeper up. There are some people saying that, like, they didn't even tell him to go up. He just went up.
Yeah. Because they weren't playing with any urgency towards the end of the match. Like, they were winning.
People were like, you do realize you need another goal to advance. Yeah. But, like, yeah, so he goes up. Only goes and scores a header to freaking win the game 4-2 and send Benfica into the next round.
You know what's funny? I'm watching the game, right? My parlay, it's already down the drain. Madrid screwed me over, and like 2 or 3 other teams screwed me over, but that's gambling for you. But
don't gamble.
So if you were here last week, I did mention that I had hurt my neck, and it's still not even 100%, but I could barely turn it. So as soon as Benfica scored that 4th goal, I, out of reaction, celebrated because I'm like, parlay's dead. I want to see Benfica embarrass Madrid. So I'm like, you know, you react. I hurt my neck even more.
I'd say I'm shocked, but I'm really not.
yeah. But, nah, man, it was a crazy game.
It was a crazy
game. Crazy Champions League, honestly. Like, I know a lot of people hate the whole table format, which I still am not really for. But it was a crazy day.
I think we've said it several times on the podcast. Like, it lost a bit of magic, the Champions League, because of how many games there are and the fact, like, it's... But there's so many teams, and a lot of the teams, like... Let's be honest, they're not Champions League level.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, surprisingly, some of them did go through. But then again, also, unsurprisingly, like, some of them would have had to gone through because so many teams go through.
There's a decent amount of teams that didn't make it that you would have expected compared to other teams, though, so...
But... Like, for the most part, it's not like that many teams that you didn't expect to make it did make it. There's like 2 or 3 of them. But that day, the final day with all 16 games being played at the same time, and the fact that like the table was so close in the top half and the bottom half, it brought back a bit of that magic.
It did. It did a little bit.
I mean, I
and
guess...
And that was, like, that was my point I was going to get to. You just said it better than me because... Yeah, man. I hadn't felt like that for Champions League in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I guess since we're on the topic of those teams, you know, with that magic, one of them was Bodø/Glimt. They beat Atlético Madrid 2-1.
Absolute shames, mate.
Just shocking, really, from Atleti. And then another one that had a win to... Well... Porto's going to go to the playoff right. They didn't make top 8. Same thing with Monaco. They tied Juve, but they had to get a point or a win. Because if they would have lost, they would have been tied on points, but their goal difference was horrendous compared to the other teams. So
they would have crashed out.
They would have crashed out with a loss.
But they drew 0-0.
0-0. Boring game. I had my money on Juve too. They fucked me. And Atleti too.
Yeah, that one is actually a bit of a shock. But is it really? Bodeglimt has actually been quite...
Yeah, but you're playing Atletico Madrid.
But like, Atletico Madrid today isn't Atletico Madrid from like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you would most like 99% of people would be like, Atleti's got that. Yeah. Like, if you were to put money on it, which I did,
you would bet Atleti, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Same thing with Juve. Like, Juve's not, you know, Juve from 10, 15 years ago, but Jesus Christ, man, you're playing Monaco, who's not been that good, even after a couple of players that they've signed.
Shout out Paul Pogba and Ansu Fati.
I can't... Pogba went to River Plate.
Was that legit?
Was it not?
I thought that was fake news, bro.
Never mind. Because it didn't make sense.
Maybe it was legit, I don't know. But I think it was from the account... Fabrizio.
Ah, the fake Fabrizio one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. Fabrizio
Romano, not Fabrizio Romano. Regardless. Yeah, no shocking from a lot of teams, honestly.
The other one that screwed me over was a City game. I needed one more goal in that game. I put my money on City, but I needed two and a half goals. Well, and it ended 2-0. Yeah. So that was upsetting. But the other 11 parlays hit. One of them being Barca winning the game. I was shaking my boots a bit after they went down 1-0. But they came back and absolutely destroyed Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. Yeah, it seems like everybody wanted to score in that game.
Dude, the first 5 minutes in general of the entire Champions League, it just popped off. Goal after goal. One of them early on, well, wasn't a goal, but there is an early pen in Newcastle and PSG.
There was. Never a pen, by the way. That's why they say ball don't lie, because that shit got saved. Regardless, we got played off the park for a good 30 minutes. But then the next hour of football... Absolute dictatorship over the Parc des Princes by Newcastle United and Eddie Howe's Mags. Fucking ran him off the pitch after. I thought we were going to be 4-0 down in the first after the first 30 minutes. We're cooked. We're out of the Champions League. Blah, 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 blah. Both teams needed a win to be into the top 8 because we went in as 7th and 8th. Tied on points. Goal difference separated us.
If I'm not mistaken, like, 4 of the top 8 were all Prem teams. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
But yeah, we unfortunately drew 0-0, which saw us.
1-1.
Oh yeah, well, my bad. 1-1. Which saw us going to the knockouts. Mm-hmm. Into the next round. To be fair, we got a pretty easy draw, but we'll talk about that in a little bit.
And Spurs won also against Frankfurt 2-0.
Yeah, Spurs coming fourth is crazy.
Yeah.
Fourth, whatever they think.
Whatever it is.
Crazy work, bro. Spurs.
Obviously can't even win City. A game. Arsenal, obviously, as well.
First. That's a shocking one.
Undefeated in the Champions League so far.
And they played competition, too.
They did.
Not much, but they played Bayern, so.
Yeah. Another... Prem team in the top 8. The pride of London.
Chelsea.
What a game. 3-2 win against Napoli. In Napoli. Big win for the fans after apparently, supposedly. The stories keep switching back and forth from like when I first saw it. I haven't seen anything since, but apparently the night before the game, like Napoli fans stabbed like one or two Chelsea fans.
I did see that.
For apparent no reason. I mean, it was said no reason, but, like, you know, English fans.
Yeah.
But it's still no reason to get stabbed.
Yeah.
It's
football at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, you know how ultras are, especially in like Italy and especially with teams like Napoli. But yeah, that's what they get. Knocked out as well, Napoli, out of the Champions League. And the Mighty Lions go to the next round, which will be interesting to see what the knockouts, because have they done the draw for that? I think they have. Yeah,
they did it on Friday.
They released like a format for it, but it looked way too confusing. I'm like,
it is quite confusing because like, so they did a draw. So like for instance, Newcastle, we drew Karabag. So we have two legs against them, okay. Also, home and away. And then if we win, we play either Barca or Chelsea. Mm-hmm. But like, why is it not determined which one we play yet? Are they going to do another draw to determine? Because like, Chelsea will be on this side and Barca will be on this side. And the winner will be on this side. Like, if we win, then we'll be on this side. If we lose, we'll be on this side. I don't even know how it works.
I'm trying to like think in my head if it's like maybe like something based off like... Like, it doesn't make sense, like, based off points, because, like, the table's over, but, like, I don't know where I'm going with this. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no clue. But we'll see in it. I don't know any of the other draws, because, like, genuinely, there's so many of them I don't know. Can't keep up with it.
Yeah, I think, like you said, it was Newcastle for Chelsea, or I think Barcelona, possibly. Won top 8.
Yeah, so it'll be Chelsea or Barca will play the winner of Newcastle versus Quarterback.
Oh, that's what you just said.
Yeah.
Chelsea and either Newcastle and I think...
I think the other one was... Actually, I don't even know.
I seen it too. I don't know why I want to say PSG, but it's probably not PSG.
That would be insane. I don't know. It would make sense though because we finished next to them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's confusing. We play quarterback. We better fucking dick them down, bro. If we don't, shocking from us. Absolute shocking. But then again, we play like shit every week, so... Fuck.
Quarterback. Aren't they from, like, Azerbaijan?
Yeah.
What a team, man. Up the mighty quarterback.
But yeah, I guess that's it for the Champions League, huh?
Yeah, for the most part.
It was fun. I guess the Champions League continues. Although I did see that. Because of, like, the way the draw happened, basically, Chelsea and Newcastle could have played each other, like, 5 times within a month. If they would have both reached the EFL Cup final, Newcastle beats Quarterback and they draw Chelsea, they play in the league, and then they both win in the FA Cup, they would be home and away in the Champions League. In the final of the Carabao Cup, a game in the FA Cup and a game in the Premier League. All in the same month.
That's insane.
That would have been crazy.
Three out of five.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll see what happens with the Champions League. We'll talk more about it when more shit happens. When even is the next round of games? It's in like 2 weeks, no?
I don't know. I think this table phase, I don't know how things go if it's the same. With, like, how it was back then where you would have the round of 16 start on, like, Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
That's what I would do almost every Valentine's Day because we've seen one as a Pringle. It's been years. But, yeah. And, I guess that could just lead us to the Prem, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Newcastle, Chelsea, Newcastle. Played a fierce Liverpool.
Yeah, we got dicked down again.
4-1, man.
We scored first.
Wow.
Anthony Gordon, I drop him in fantasy. He scores for the first time in a year and a half.
I think I beat you this week.
In the league. He had scored, obviously, in the Champions League because he has, like, 5 goals in the Champions League this season, but had none in the league until this Saturday.
Did I beat you this week in fantasy?
Bro, I don't check the app, bro.
I check, like, maybe here and there.
They didn't even know we played. Because if I knew that, maybe I would have checked.
Yeah, because your whole purpose is to try to be better than me.
I did log in.
Yeah, I won.
And pick up a player. So I hope it goes through. But yeah, it was honestly just shocking from us. And then to make matters worse, we go ahead and we sell our club captain. at the end of the January transfer window. And we don't bring in a backup to replace him. How the fuck are we going to sell Jamal Lascelles when we have two fit center backs on the fucking roster? One fit left back. One fit right back. Actually, we have three fit center backs. Well, two and a half. Dan Burn's not fully fit because he broke his rib a few weeks ago, but... Or fractured his rib, but regardless.
Still rough. He's going to be out for a bit.
No, he's back.
Oh.
Yeah. But, like, he's not, like, 100%, though.
Okay.
But then again, he dropped man of the match performance against PSG. But then again, it's just PSG. Like, they're kind of shitty this year.
Yeah, I didn't really watch the Newcastle-PSG one. I just had the Golasso show on. And then the games that were interesting to me, I ended up watching the highlights.
But yeah, we sold our club captain. Been at the club for 12 years. Hasn't even played in, like, two.
Locker room player.
Bro didn't even make the roster once this season.
Locker room player.
But shout out Jamal Lascelles, man. In the darkest of times as a Newcastle fan, he was one of the very, very dim lights.
Right?
No. It was dark times, bro. The lights were never bright.
Jesus.
We lost 4-1. Ekitike, what a player.
Yeah, he's balling out. He's balling out.
That fucking rat bastard, too. They asked him midweek, they said, oh, you almost joined Newcastle. Do you regret your decision? And he said, I'm at Liverpool, buddy. Fuck Newcastle.
As most people would say, yeah.
That's not verbatim what he said, but it's basically what he said. And then he goes and bags a brace against us. Fucking despicable.
At least it wasn't Isak.
Well, yeah, well, that's because he has no fucking leg right now, though. Just spineless pig.
Anyway, major comeback. Chelsea, West Ham. Chelsea up. West Ham.
Is it major? It's fucking West Ham, bro.
If it was Newcastle versus West Ham, you wouldn't shut the fuck up about it for the whole week.
Well, first of all, we wouldn't have been losing 2-0 to West Ham in the first place.
You lost to Liverpool.
Yeah, they're not West Ham, bro.
Chelsea beat Liverpool.
Everybody beats Liverpool every once in a while, bro.
Anyway, what a game. At least for the second half for Chelsea.
No, it was actually a cold moment. I'll give it to Enzo.
Yeah.
Fucking scores in his, was it 150th appearance or 100th appearance? I think it was 150.
Might be 150.
Pretty sure it was his 150th appearance for the club. Scored the winner 3-2 after being 2-0 down. First time Chelsea's won while losing by 2
at the half.
Yeah. In Premier League since, I think they said, like 2009.
Or that was longer.
Oh, maybe it was longer.
I don't know. I'm sorry if I keep yawning. I am yawning. I am tired. I had a long day. I fell.
Regardless, it was impressive. It was good. I mean, it was just West Ham, but they were actually playing quite well in the
first half. The first half, they were, like, unbelievable. They were playing as a unit.
And then the second half, they couldn't fucking string a pass together.
The subs definitely helped. Also, shout out Estevao. He's out for, I don't know how long, due to personal problems.
Well, he played today.
I didn't.
I watched the game, brother.
I was at work.
He came in off the pit.
He was supposed to be a gun in Brazil for a while.
No, he's back already.
Oh, fuck yeah. Up the kid.
But yeah,
I missed the game. I was at work. I would have watched highlights beforehand, but we weren't going to talk about it, so.
Yeah, but he did play today.
blah, 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 blah. Spurs City.
Fucking shit. Back at it.
What is up with Pep not being able to beat Spurs?
I don't know.
You're up 2-0. And you let Solanke score an absolute banger against you?
Goal of the season.
Jesus Christ, man.
Goal of the season. It has to win Puskas. Because Giroud won Puskas for the same thing, except Solanke's was better.
Yeah.
Solanke's was so much better.
Well, see, Giroud's was honestly probably it was an accident.
100%.
Because it looked nicer than Mkhitaryan's, but Giroud's was more accidental. Mkhitaryan's look uglier, but it was on purpose.
No, Solanke's.
Solanke's is just...
That was world-class, bro.
Man.
Maybe he was the problem. Like, him being out was the problem at Spurs. Now he's back. Maybe All they needed was a goal scorer.
I mean, to be fair, it's not like they did much with him there when he first arrived.
They have Ange. Ange is trash.
I mean, if they turns their season around a bit in the Prem and he does some...
I mean, shit, they finished fourth in the Champions League, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to win it, obviously. No. They're probably going to get knocked out in the next round, but...
Yeah.
Still impressive for the shitty-ass team of Spurs.
Yeah.
It was funny, too, because at halftime, he subbed off Romero. And Miguel texted me. He was like, oh, Romero's off. We lost. Bro, why do Spurs fans rate that man so highly?
He's not that good at all. He's
actually a bum.
He's not good. Well, okay, obviously he's good enough, right? But he's not like...
He's good enough for Spurs.
If he's missing, I don't know why they think, oh, what are we going to do? He's not like that guy.
No.
Should
have took the 70 mil when they had it on the table from Atleti.
And the thing is, I feel like he would do quite well at Atleti.
He's an Atleti type of player.
100%.
Aggressive, dirty. He would have looked good under Simeone.
My only problem was I was low-key. Well, not low-key. I was rooting for City. Because, well, for one, Spurs.
I know why. Arsenal.
But the title race. Arsenal won 4-1, right?
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And, yeah, it's just... The gap. Mind the gap. It's worrying. But, another big game was the United game.
What a game.
Against Fulham. United 3, Fulham 2. What an ending, huh?
It was.
Banger of a goal.
They were up, what, 2-0, and then Fulham tied it?
And, the 90th minute.
90-something minute. Banger as well by Kevin.
Yeah.
Fucking golazo.
And then just for...
And it, fucking... What a super sub. Benjamin Sesko. 70 million pound striker off the bench.
What is that, like his fifth goal this season?
Something like that.
That's insane.
But he had like one under Amorim. He had like four under Carrick already in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it again, for a lot of players, I mean, the manager is a big contributor onto if you do well or not at a club sometimes. But with that game as well, a record was broken. So, to make it 2-1 for Fulham, Raul Jimenez scored a pen. Giving him 12 out of 12 penalties scored. And he is now the player with the highest conversion rate of pens in Premier League history. Which is absolutely insane. He just ended up passing, I think it was Yaya Toure, who had 11.
For that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And then Jimenez just surpassed it with 12. And
that's pretty cool for everyone involved.
It's like, it's so random. Like, it's just a Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess a little bit off topic, but also on the Fulham topic. The Fulham topic. They try to sign a Raul Jimenez competitor. Mexican-American Ricardo Pepi.
Oh, I did see that.
Deal fell through, though. Because PSV couldn't find a replacement striker. The move never made sense to me because Pepi just fractured his forearm. Like he broke it in, like, 3 spots. And he's basically out for the rest of the year. He was running. And, like, he, like went like this. It kicks the ball, and as he was falling, and he put his arm down to stop the fall, fucking broke it. So he's out for the rest of the year. So it wouldn't really make sense to make a move. Because I think he'll come back with like a month left in the season. But like if you've never played for Fulham, what are the odds in the last month of the season that you're going to not only get into the team, but then find form to then try and go to a World Cup?
No, not at all. Not at all. So,
kind of doesn't make sense to even try it. But, I mean, $37 million for him is a lot.
Oh, 100%.
That would have been a crazy transfer in my opinion. But
it is because it's a lot for a club like Fulham to pay. For a striker.
Especially unknown. Unproven.
And then for PSV to reject that, but obviously they need a backup, so. But at the same time, they technically have time to find a backup because you honestly have till the next season.
Yeah.
Because he ain't playing.
That's what doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
He's not going to play for you.
You might as well have taken that money and then taken time to do your scouting, negotiate, and
buy someone in the summer.
Yeah. So. I think if anything, that was more dumb on PSV.
But yeah, no, that was crazy.
But Fulham United, United 3, Fulham 2, and...
I'm actually upset about that game because our friend Jake is in Ireland right now for work. And I was trying to convince him to fucking fly to Manchester and go to the game.
That would have been crazy game to go to.
I checked the website and the tickets were £60.
It's cheap.
Like straight from the United website.
I apologize, that's my work phone.
And he was like, oh, I don't know if I can. I'm literally like on Google Flights, on Skyscanner, like round trip flight, $140.
That's not bad.
Ticket to the game, $60. You pay $200 to go watch United at Old Trafford in the Premier League. He ended up not doing it. And the fucking scenes unfolded.
That was a chance.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime.
That was 100% his chance to... opportunity.
Now he'll never have it.
I mean, unlucky, not bro. Never, but...
Well, like, never, like... What are the odds that they play Fulham again, and then they win 3-2 in the final minutes of the game after leading 2-0 and conceding 2, yeah. And then they score, and they have an interim manager, and their new £70 million striker is the man that scored the goal, and their other £65 million striker is the one that scored the second goal.
I think it's just the fact that they scored that goal late on that makes it important.
I know, I just want to highlight, you know, like, it's not like these players are bums, but they should have been doing this.
Speaking of United, though, there are some, not rumors, but talks across the Arabian Peninsula of an unhappy footballer. What are you doing?
I'm trying to think about who you're talking about. I'm just kidding, bro.
Anyway, so... Sweet. Cristiano Ronaldo apparently unhappy with his contract.
Well...
with Al Nassr.
It's not really his contract.
Well, yeah.
There's a story to be told here. I don't know if we have enough time.
Well, just give us the
cliff notes. But I'll give you the story anyways. The Saudi Pro League, or whatever the fuck it's called, has a lot of big-name players. One of which is Karim Benzema, who recently transferred from Al Ittihad to Al Hilal.
Mm-hmm.
So Cristiano Ronaldo goes to the board and says, why the fuck are our competitors signing big superstar players and we're signing a 21-year-old unproven fuck?
Well, technically, I think he was complaining before that move even happened.
Oh, yeah.
Because Benzema was already having problems with Al Ittihad with his actual contract.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, yeah, I got those two stories confused because it was Benzema with his contract where technically he would not actually be making as much money as he was supposed to. And he said, yeah, no, fuck all that. Like, I'm going to a straight competitor.
Yeah.
Competition.
Rival. So basically then Ronaldo was pissed off that they weren't spending money. And then apparently, like, the owners or the board or whatever, I guess, like, in the board, one of the members is, like, part of Cristiano's, like, group.
Yeah.
And so, like, they didn't let him sign players. Like, they, like, froze him out and were like, nah, bro.
But a couple of the players that went were because Ronaldo requested them.
Yeah.
Over his time there.
But, like, now.
But now it's, now it's not.
And they're like, nah, we're not letting you sign any more players. And so he was upset. And so now... there's been options. There's been rumors. The biggest two, I would say. The first, while we were on the topic of the Red Devils, a return once again.
For the third time.
To Manchester United. Don't do it, Brev. You're too washed for the Prem. You can't even do it in Saudi, bro. You're not doing it in fucking Manchester. Let's be honest. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
The second option, the more realistic. Although I still don't know if he's...
allowed to enter the country?
Good enough. Major League Soccer. The MLS is apparently willing to make a very competitive bid to bring Cristiano to MLS. Similar to how they brought Lionel Messi. And, ultimately, bring back the showdown. Ronaldo versus Messi. The one that everyone's been debating for the last 15 to 20 years. And will continue to debate for who knows how long. You Obviously, know. There is one club being linked. Well, there's actually two clubs being linked. And they're your two biggest ops. Los Angeles Football Club, a.k.a. LAFC. I'm just saying, Ronaldo and Son, bro. And Belonga. Nah, bro, that's world class.
Ronaldo's going to get there and take some seven.
That's CONCACAF Champions League winning worthy.
Mr. Champions League himself.
The other option. And this one's quite funny. It's so funny, actually.
Yeah, I know who it is to say it.
Inter Miami.
It would be an absolute disgrace. Absolute disgrace to the league, to the fans, to any everybody. I'm sick of it.
That Ronaldo team. And Messi in the same team, bro. The world, that's what the world has wanted for decades.
That would be insane, though. That would be insane, bro. I don't think Ronaldo would actually make it in the MLS, though.
No, I don't think he's good enough, bro. Like, realistically, you can say what you want, bro. MLS is better than the Saudi Pro League if you take away the superstar players.
There is that, 100%. Because at its base level, it is better than the Saudi Pro League. But I feel like one of the only reasons that Ronaldo did quite well still over there, because, I mean, he wasn't washed over there. Like, he's done quite well. He is surrounded still by, like, quality players that have gone. And, obviously, Ronaldo's the type of player to make things happen. But a lot of the time, he also, I feel like, people say it's Messi that needs the players around him to do well. I think it's more Ronaldo. I think that's my hot take. Because he scores these great headers. He gets these beautiful chances for tap-ins. I don't think the MLS has those type of quality players to give that to him. Where it's going to be spot on like that. But like the base level of MLS is still better than Saudi. It's just the fact that we don't have all these different stars scattered around.
Yeah.
So like I feel like he would struggle quite a bit. And he'd probably end up saying that the league is shit.
Not only that. I mean obviously there have been instances where Ronaldo's put his team on his back.
100%.
But that hasn't happened in a very long time.
Yeah.
Last time it happened probably was when his last stint in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I don't think he would make it in MLS is because obviously Ronaldo is a technically gifted player. But more recently, it's been more based on like the fact that he's still in very good conditioning and like good shape. And like he's physically capable to still play at a high level.
It's his health.
But the issue is MLS technically isn't that good, but physically is one of the most demanding in the world because of the pace of play and the fact that most players in MLS are shitty Americans that have only ever known how to be, like, physical.
Mm-hmm.
They run fast. They hit hard.
Oh, and don't even get me started. High. If he starts playing in the CONCACAF Champions League, he's going to start bitching minute one. About, oh, this is not football. They're too aggressive. What is this? Blah, blah, blah. Bitch ass up.
But it would be scenes, bro.
Yeah.
I would pay a hot dollar to watch Cristiano Ronaldo.
I think.
In MLS. But then the other part of me is like, I don't ever want to watch him live again. Because it's going to ruin the magic, bro.
The one time you saw him,
he scored a hat trick. It doesn't get any better.
I think what needs to happen is Messi needs to realize that his time in Miami is done. Come to Chicago. And then the fire signs Ronaldo.
I think if Messi realizes his time in Miami is done, that he has to just go back to Barcelona.
Chicago's the same thing.
Or go to Argentina, bro.
New old boys.
You don't owe us anything. You don't owe the world anything. But at that point, he'll be a two-time World Cup winner. He'll be MLS.
Two-time?
Yeah, because they're going to win it again this
no,
year.
No, they're not.
MLS Cup winner. Might throw in a CONCACAF Champions League. Who knows?
That I could see.
Their roster this year is crazy, to be fair.
It is.
Open Cup. Literally everything. He's literally won everything he could ever win. Except for the Coupe de France.
Yeah. Which is probably the easiest one to win, yeah, too. yeah, would be insane, but...
Hey, look, bro, I'm just saying...
America has a score. Chingas con America.
What was I going to say? Oh, the Chicago Fire are building a new stadium in 2028, and they need a face to put on the stadium, bro. Like a...
Yeah, I think we already know who that's going to be, though.
And I'm just saying, I don't know anyone more box office...
And Antoine then Griezmann.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Si.
Yeah. Which is just facts, bro. Like, obviously, like, again, I've always said it. I think Messi is the best player of all time. But Ronaldo does numbers, bro. He does. He just does numbers.
Yeah, he's definitely more recognizable. Because that's his whole thing. Yeah, his marketing thing.
That's who he is.
Yeah, he likes to be in the spotlight. He likes to be cool. Everything about him. But imagine this now, too. He goes to MLS, right? Whatever team it is. Messi and with Ronaldo probably most likely in a different team. Playing Copa Libertadores, possibly. That'd be insane.
The thing is like, I see both sides, right? Because like, if you invite the MLS and the Liga MX teams, what's the point of the CONCACAF Champions League?
There isn't.
There is no point. So you killed the CONCACAF Champions League.
But
then at the same time, it's like, not really, because the CONCACAF Champions League is still the best of the best. Whereas, like, obviously you're still probably going to have to qualify for the Libertadores, but, like, it's going to be different requirements. So, like, it could be like a, I don't want to say like a watered down type of thing, but, like, it could be like a Carabao Cup versus FA Cup type thing, right? Where, like, you have them both.
It's like Champions League, Europa League.
No, but, like, because there's going to be some teams that, like, you're going to want to compete in both. And Miami's not going to be like, oh, I'll be in one. No, they want to be in all of them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, like, they're two cup competitions that are similar, but also very different. And, like, you should be able to appreciate them both.
I think there's just, like, some. So, like, there's backlash with, obviously, the potential of...
everything, bro.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, Mexico was already in the Libertadores before. But some people didn't like it, mainly Argentinians, but that's just because they hate us because they're racist. If Mexico did it again, it's like, whatever. I think one of the biggest complaints I've seen is for the MLS being in it. And obviously, teams will struggle because of the distance. Like, Miami going to, like, say, Buenos Aires for a game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said it would be like 7-8 hours. If Vancouver does the same trip, that's a 16-hour flight. That's crazy. I think logistically it's one of the biggest problem. And I know MLS teams most likely would struggle a lot going to like other like countries like Bolivia, Peru, Colombia, because of how high up the stadiums are and the mountains. But if it happens, it happens. I don't really care about that, honestly. I think I would enjoy it. It's better than the League's Cup. But, yeah.
That is true. Maybe they get rid of the League's Cup, finally. And just...
like, I think the League's Cup...
Libertadores.
The idea is cool. But they make it... they try to make it such a big deal, and it's not. It'd be better if it was just, like... preseason tournament. Like, they didn't try to make such a big deal about it. Like, just make it a preseason tournament. That would be cool. You could still have, like, half the teams with Liga MX, some half the teams with MLS or whatever.
Well, that's the thing, too, is since they're changing the schedule, like, who even knows what happens to League's Cup?
That's true, because Liga MX isn't changing their schedule.
Yeah.
So.
But
they're probably going to end up making Liga MX, like, stop halfway through their season, so... it'll accommodate the MLS teams because they're going to be playing over here. And Mexico has no, like, the Federation has no problem with that because they're going to be raking in money from the fan support over here for the Mexican teams.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mexicans, or did you have anything else?
No, I didn't.
I'm extremely disappointed in my people. Alan Saint-Maximin left America because they were racist to his kids. You know, motherfucker, he goes to Lens, right? France. the official account that announced his, like, you know, signing him, had to turn off the comments because America fans just kept being racist. It's like, what are we doing? I'm upset.
It should have been us, bro. He should have came back, bro. The prince who never became king.
I'm just upset that it's like another bad rep for Mexico. Like, for like players to go to the Liga MX.
This is the second player that's left this season, bro. Well, I guess technically
it was last season.
Left last season.
But his dog got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Which is still fucked. But it's not racism. He left him at a ranch. And apparently just those people specifically didn't tell him that, hey, your dog is gone. Until, like, after, I guess, he went to go pick him up or some shit. But, man. That's upsetting. But, shit.
Pain, bro. My heart is with you, Alan. Even though you're not listening and you'll never hear this.
He could be.
I'll never forget you, my king.
But we were on the topic of MLS, actually. Before I switched it. Now we're taking it back. Minnesota United. Big news, possibly?
There is some big news. I saw today, while perusing through the X-verse.
Perusing Instagram. The X-verse, what the... What?
They might be signing on a short-term deal, a.k.a. until the World Cup. Cam, probably the biggest player to ever play for Minnesota United. No disrespect to Minnesota United. And shout out Robin Loud, who's now on our Chicago Fire, Minnesota United's top goal scorer ever.
To be fair, Minnesota's a young club. This would be their biggest signing ever.
James Rodriguez. Crazy. When the fuck did Minnesota United get that pool? To be fair, like, most MLS teams probably just don't want him.
Last time I saw it, I thought he was going to Austin. I saw something where apparently they're in talks, and this is news to me.
I think they did say that, like, they were hijacking the deal or something like that. So.
But I also have heard many times where James is apparently kind of difficult to work with. And he always complains about, since he was in Europe, everywhere he goes, he's like, oh, I don't get accustomed to the culture. It's not for me. Blah, blah, blah. Motherfuckers tried like 10 different countries. So, like, he's probably the problem.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest, bro. He just had like a... Like, was he ever really even that good?
He had his moments.
In the World Cup.
Obviously, that was the biggest
outside moment. The World Cup for like a year and a half, he was...
He did decent at Madrid, right? I honestly think he did better at Bayern.
Bro, I forgot he even went to Bayern.
Yeah.
He had moments, actually, at Everton, too, to be fair.
But I think when he went to Everton, it was the shock value where I think there's more eyes on him than ever just because it's the Prem and fuck are you doing at Everton?
Well, he went because of Ancelotti, right?
Yeah, that was the main reason.
Which also, what the fuck? I still can't believe Everton Football Club had Carlo Ancelotti
and James Rodriguez.
And James Rodriguez. What are we even talking about, bro?
But after that, it was just like he ain't do as good as expected, and then from there, he's just kind of been like a little merchant.
Yeah. Last I seen, he was in the Kings League, bro.
Yeah, I mean, even at Leon, I mean, nothing crazy.
Crazy work. It is crazy work.
Yeah.
But
also Minnesota United, one of their players came out and basically said that the man is afraid for his life. So Joaquin Pereira, Argentinian, basically said, I don't know what to do in the off season. I don't want to go and train. I'm scared to leave my house. And for those of you who don't know, for most likely across, like, if you're listening from, like, the other side of the world or some shit, And if you're American and you're just fucking living under a rock, Minnesota has been the place of conversation recently. And dude's just basically scared of ICE. He's like, they're going to arrest me. Like, I'm here to, like, I have my visa. I'm here to play soccer. Like, if I get arrested, they ain't going to fucking, they're going to be like, fucking, no.
Just like everyone else.
Yeah, they're just going to fucking send him to some concentration camp and then probably leave his ass in fucking Juarez. It's not even where he's from. It's crazy.
It is. It's sad. It's disgusting.
And the worst part is like, what can the club and league really do about it? Nothing. Cancel the World Cup.
Cancel the World Cup. Bro. Cancel. Cancel the World Cup.
Man. Sad stuff. Did you see about what ended up happening? So, obviously, we know how the AFCON final went, right? With everything?
Yeah.
And did you see how the sanctions and everything ended up working out?
I did, actually, but I forgot.
So, I will tell you. So, basically, Senegal have received a 5-match suspension for Papi Thiaw. Thiaw? How do you pronounce his name?
No idea.
Anyway, apparently people try to give him money as, like, a GoFundMe, like, because of the fine, he also got fined. And he was like, nah, if you're going to send money, send it to actually something important, like hospitals and schools. So, what a guy. A 2-match suspension for Ndiaye, I'm so bad at names, and Isamal Yassar.
Yeah, Ndiaye from Everton. Ndiaye.
Yeah, I just don't know how to pronounce his name. It is Ndiaye, isn't
Ndiaye.
It? Ndiaye.
I think that's how they say it on Peacock. Which, to be fair, they could be Peacock. Wrong.
No, because I think the players like send like their shit in every time, so they can say. But to be fair, they still say it in their English accent.
Yeah.
So, like, they usually get it wrong. Anyway. The Senegalese FA was fined $615,000. Morocco now got a 2-match suspension for Hakimi. 3-match suspension for Ismaël Sabari. And a $100,000 fine. The Federation was fined $300,000.
Which enough?
I don't know why it's less than the Senegalese one. Considering what they were kind of...
Yeah, they literally tried to rig the game. They tried to fucking kill them. Basically.
But they also did get another $200,000 fine for the ball boys. But even combining that, that's still less than the Senegalese FA. And basically, you know how Morocco wanted to replay the final? At like, after the penalty miss?
Yeah.
So no. Yeah, no, they said fuck that. Senegal are champions.
Good.
So that's a crazy end to the AFCON now. It's officially over.
It's actually funny, though, seeing all the people, like, all the memes. People are like, $200,000 for the ball boys. They don't even get paid. No, they're
like, well, no, the Federation is getting fined for, yeah.
But obviously, people on the internet are making a joke out of it. So
yeah.
It's quite funny. But it is still shocking what happened, and Morocco, not only should they be ashamed. We're talking about, like, oh, it's going to be really bad to host the U.S. World Cup. Morocco's hosting the next one.
It's like...
And they've already proven... This isn't even the first time they've been proven to, like, affect games in a negative way.
And so many people were behind... Like, more than half the world was, like, rooting for them at the last World Cup, too. I know I was.
Because of the Cinderella story and, like...
First African team to make it that far, this and that. Could they win it? That'd be so sick. Just for them to just, you know, kind of...
Ruin everything.
Their image.
Shocking. Despicable.
Yeah. Bit upsetting.
It is.
But... Shit. Oh. Do you have anything else on that? Sorry.
Not on that, but... Something kind of similar, but not really similar, so you can go ahead.
Well, mine's completely separate.
Yeah, no, mine is kind of separate, too.
Did you see what happened in Serie A over the weekend?
That I did not.
Inter played Cremonese at... Where the fuck did they play? I forgot. Inter? think they're in Milan. Yeah. Because a flare accidentally shot into the field. Exploding right next to the Cremonese goalkeeper.
Oh, hell no. Who? No, it was actually a Cremonese.
Huh?
It wasn't an Inter.
It was a Cremonese?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And it exploded right next to the keeper, basically knocking him down because, obviously, some of the fucking shit got in his leg, probably. So, obviously, all the players rushed to him. Like, are you okay? Some of the Inter players rushed to him as well because he was actually, I think, an ex-Inter player. And I think it was Inter fans that threw it, though, or the accident. So the Inter players, like, you can visibly see, like, around that time, Kanji was just shaking his head at them. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, I feel like right now, at a time where this, you know, how much the game is gone, and you have all these, like, federations and leagues and stuff trying to ban all these flares and stuff, especially, like, recently in Germany. I don't know if you saw that with Bayern. They lit the stadium up at the away end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, the league, the Bundesliga apparently is, like, trying to get away from, like, flares for safety. Then you have these fucking idiots shoot a goalkeeper in the leg. Oh, my days.
It is kind of funny, though.
A little bit.
But, yeah.
Since cool. He's okay, though. If he was hurt, then it'd be, like... But then it's, like, you're going to kill the culture, man.
The Bridgeview police will arrest
you. One of the first times I went to a fire game, they played at Toyota Park in Bridgeview.
This still. Was ages ago, bro.
Yeah. And we're talking to some of the supporters, and I just asked, dude, like, just this big, like, dude, like, I think he was bald. Was he bald?
I don't know. He always wore a hat.
He always wore a hat.
Big-ass beard.
Big-ass red beard. And I'm just talking to him, and I'm like, what happened if, like, you know, like, we started popping flares in here? Like, you know, basically how European games go. He's like, no. If you pop a flare, Bridgeview police will arrest you. Super serious. Like, in my head, I'm like, don't laugh. Don't laugh. He's so serious right now. If you laugh, he's going to get offended. And I don't know this guy. But it just lives in, like, our head rent free because he was so serious. Like, when he said it, he was, like, saying it so angrily that his head was shaking.
I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in years.
To be fair, I wonder what happened to, like, most of the OG Fire supporters that we used to see a lot.
I know I see one of them around a lot, but I think he works for the Fire or something now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you more about him later.
Oh, okay.
Well,
like, it's like a lot of them just disappeared.
Yeah, after, like...
To be fair, like, I don't really blame them, because, like, there's so much supporter politics and everything.
Yeah.
And, like... BS, or there's been so much BS in the past. I think now is like a pretty good, like, I still don't think it's very inclusive, the supporter groups. Like, if you're a random person, I still think it's quite hard to, like, try to join a supporter group.
And I don't think I would try to join a supporter group, but I definitely would be cool with, like, would get cool with, like, a lot of them, like, yeah, while I'm there, because, like, buddy, I've seen you, like, every other weekend for, like, the last 6-7 years.
But, like, I don't know what it is. Like, the people are nice, like, individually.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's still too much of, like, a, oh, I'm part of this supporter group mentality.
Which is, like,
which is cool, but, like, I thought the point is to let other people in and to, like, continue to grow.
Yeah.
And obviously, to support the team.
Yeah, but...
But there's always too many butting heads, and hopefully one day...
Egos.
One day, there will be a successful supporter group. Group, not groups. Obviously, it'll be comprised of mini groups, but, like,
they'll all it's cool to have little factions and everything. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's cool. Like, oh, we do every this. This is what we do for our watch parties if you want to come. We, you know, like, this is what we roll up with. But once you're there...
Everybody's supporting the Fire.
Y'all, yeah.
Do the same thing, please. There was a supporter town hall with Greg, actually. I don't know when it was. It might still be coming up.
You know, I went to one once.
Yeah, I remember. I'd be terrified.
It was so weird.
It's just, like... Kind of like you said, like, I don't think I'll ever be part of a supporter group.
We should make our own.
But, like, I'm cool with everyone. Like, I think that's part of the reason I won't join one.
Yeah.
It's because, like, I don't want to have my alliances with you and, like, yeah. I don't mind you.
Yeah.
And I don't mind you.
Because at the game, we've talked to so many people there where it's like, maybe we'll just make our own. The football ones.
I did see on Twitter that the Redline SG is going to be at Soccer House. Like, they're going to make it, like, an official Fire supporter bar.
That's cool.
That's cool. I don't even know who's part of that group, to be honest. I don't know who's a part of most groups. The only one that I recognize most is Sector Latino, but that's because that's who we sit by.
Yeah.
Because I want to be rowdy, and I want the music, and I want the drums, and I want the trumpets.
And I've talked to, like, a couple of the Section A dudes, too. And individually, like you said, they're cool, but, like, when it comes, like, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm really not. But, yeah. I believe that's all I got, though.
I guess while we're still stateside, I had two other things that I wanted to talk about. One of which is USL again, which I think I've talked about in the last, like, fucking four episodes, probably, but...
That's cool.
I'm not really going to talk about it, I guess, but I kind of just... I think we talked about it in the past also. Obviously, USL, last week we talked about they're adding promotion, relegation, whatever. And a lot of fans are upset because, like, technically their club probably will never be able to reach the top division.
No.
Even if they get promoted, because they'll probably never have a 15,000 capacity stadium.
Right.
Which then they were highlighting, like, Bode Glimt doesn't have 10,000 fucking, or doesn't even have 10,000 seats in their stadium. And they're going and competing with European giants. They were in a European semifinal last year against Spurs. Obviously, they went toe-to-toe in the Champions League this season. They beat Atletico Madrid. Like, oh my God, what a banger.
Olimpia tied it.
Holy. Was it deflected? It
had to be. Arriba Olimpia, chinga su madre America.
But yeah, I've just seen a lot of discourse about, like, oh, like, bro, there's 15K capacity bullshit. Like, there are Premier League teams that don't even have 15K. Bournemouth doesn't have 15K.
Luton didn't
have 15K.
Did Ipswich?
Yeah. Mm. I seen in the comments, they said there was only four clubs ever that didn't have 15K. But one of them is Bournemouth, who's been in the league for, what, like, 5 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Luton, obviously, yeah, it was like a one-time thing, and they're probably not going to be back for a very, very long time.
Very.
But still, like, the size of the stadium is a banger. The size of the stadium shouldn't determine if you can make it into the pros or not.
No, I think that the only deciding factor when it comes to stadium to making it to the top is, if anything, if you have an older stadium, I think safety has to be a part of it. But if your stadium's safe, like... And then, like, I... Yeah, no, I don't care. It's like, if the stadium is 5,000 capacity, who cares?
I like that they have character.
Yeah.
Especially here in America. Like, obviously, like, yeah, I like the modern stadium, but like I said, like, Keystone, whatever the fuck, one of my favorite parks I've ever been to.
Detroit.
In Detroit, yeah. It was just like, you could tell there's culture in this stadium.
I do hate a lot of, like, the,
I don't like indie when, like, you're just playing at a college stadium. That's fucking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe, I but, like, there's also, like, I get it. Well, actually, no, Indy, fuck Indy, because the city of Indianapolis cooked them.
Yeah, they got screwed
because
over.
Because they should have a nice, amazing stadium. And it'd probably be open by now, actually.
Wow. But I hate, like, the, you know how, like, the early 2000s cookie-cutter MLS stadiums were? You're seeing that a lot now as well with USL teams in a very similar fashion in a smaller capacity, which I don't like because I hate those stadiums. Yeah, genuinely, I don't like them. Like, there's a few that are, like, better than others. But at the end of the day, like, I don't like them. And I don't like how USL for some teams. Why are you porting the video board in, like, the middle of, like, on the side of the pitch?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but I don't like that. I feel like it should be at the ends or in the corners. And I just find it very weird what's on the side. It just feels unnatural to me. And it's... I don't know if it's, like, my autism. But I don't like it.
It's fair.
I don't like it.
Yeah, no. I agree that there shouldn't be a requirement of capacity because, A, it's going to lead to more of that, right? Like, every stadium is going to look the exact same, feel the exact same. But, B, at the end of the day, like, if you're adding promotion relegation, it should be based on how good your team is, not, like, your stadium and all that stuff. And, obviously, if you're playing at, a professional level, like, there are standards that you should meet. But it's not like any of the USL stadiums are actually, like, shitty. Like, yeah, some of them are sharing college facilities and they're sharing, like, all these things. But they're still, like, they're better than anything I've ever played on. They're better than anything you've ever played on.
Yeah.
Except maybe Memorial. Like, some of them are probably up to par with that. But, like...
Where have I played that's been pretty cool?
I think Memorial, like, the fire pitch. Yeah. The best places I've played.
But even then, it's like... You making it...
Actually, Commish, too. Commish is nice.
Commish is dope, yeah. But it's not like a stadium.
No, it's not.
Once you get to the top, though, of, like, whatever league, like, say USL, you make it, you get promoted, to build a new stadium, the funds from being in the first division are going to help you with that.
Yeah.
And it's not even just building a new stadium, just adding more seats and a new end to it, which, again, will start making it unique, how you said. Building it little by little, and that's how, like, all these British stadiums ended up being so unique up until, like, the modernization of a lot of them. They're unique because they slowly were built throughout the years. Yeah. And that's exactly what you're starting to see in USL. Some USL. And some USL teams just got the money and they put the dick on the table and said, boom, new stadium. Some teams can't do that. That's cool. Yeah. Shit. They might be the worst team for 50 years. But if they make it in 50 years, they can end up being the best team. And their stadium has character because they've stayed, the community stayed, and it's got that culture. And that's what you need because you're planning for the future. And if you keep putting all these regulations and all this corporate BS, you're not going to get the product you want because it's the long game, not the short game.
Agree.
That is my rant.
And then my last thing, that actually, like, literally the last thing of the episode. Same topic, kind of stadiums in the United States. I don't know if you know this, but the LA Olympics are going to be hosted in 2028.
Yes.
And they're called the LA Olympics.
But
they're not actually in LA. Well, a majority of it is in LA, but not all of it. Now, there's going to be events in Oklahoma for swimming, I think. And then, like, obviously other states are going to have here and there. But they announced today that there will be no soccer played in LA.
Nope.
But instead, Columbus, St. Louis, San Jose, San Diego,
New York.
There's one more I forgot who, I'm not going to lie. Sorry, whoever it is. But I think that's kind of cool. I'd actually be kind of tempted to go to a game in St. Louis.
Oh, America's losing.
Olympia 2-1. They disallowed it. Those fucking rat bastards. There's no VAR either, is there?
No.
They're in fucking Honduras, of course. There's no VAR.
That's a little racist.
No, bro. They fucking... Look at that stadium, bro.
They got a VAR.
They don't even have fans. Look at those empty seats.
There's areas that are more full than others.
They actually should have VAR, though. This is the CONCACAF Champions Cup, bro.
Exactly. Anyway.
He's way offside, fuck's sake.
What was I going to say? I find it stupid, actually.
No, I think it's stupid as hell. But that's not going to stop me from going to a game or two.
I think at that point, just have it in the U.S. in general and pick a couple major cities to host different events.
The U.S. Olympics.
Because if you're calling it the L.A. Olympics and you're in Oklahoma...
I'd be pissed, bro.
Bro, like, imagine pulling up thinking, L.A., let's LA, go, and you're fucking Tulsa. Oklahoma.
In the middle of summer, bro, you're going to get hit by a tornado more than
You fucking ran over by a fucking cow.
Bro, this number 9 is a fucking menace. Holy shit.
They should have had it in Chicago and done the Chicagoland.
Yeah, that kind of sucks that our stadium is going to be finished the year after. Well, like, it'll be that year, but, like, in the fall.
Either way, we already have, like, most of the facilities needed for a summer Olympics. Yeah. I just, the only thing we wouldn't have, I think, would be like a stadium with a running track. Yeah. But they can go to Joliet for that. Memorial Stadium.
We have more than enough running tracks in our fucking state.
Exactly. So if it's a Chicagoland, I'm sure something in, there's somewhere in the Chicagoland area that can either, you know,
I mean, they have college one, meet somewhere, right?
Right. Big universities, Northwestern, UIC, DePaul, all that. There has to be running tracks. Obviously, they probably want higher capacity.
Yeah.
But
it is the Olympics.
Let's go build it in, like, the fucking somewhere in the burbs.
I don't think I've ever watched the Olympics.
I have here and there.
Like, I've obviously watched, like, bits and pieces, but I've never watched, like, a full event. So I think the LA Olympics will be the first time I watch a full event at the Olympics.
I usually watch soccer at the Olympics, and occasionally maybe some sports here and there, other sports. I know for like two Olympics in a row, I remember I was in Mexico for both, and the TV didn't have many interesting channels on it. So I watched the shit out of the Olympics one year.
I look, you want to see tennis.
Or volleyball. I played volleyball my freshman year of high school, actually.
Actually, speaking of playing sports as well, me and Bailey, our good friend, he's been on the podcast, actually, twice, maybe three times.
I don't His even cat know. As well.
His cat, yeah. I wasn't there for that episode, but he filled in for me. I think, like, starting soon, we're going to start playing at the Fire Pitch on Fridays. Huh. Going to sign up as free agents and join a random team. Because I miss playing soccer.
Yeah, my goal is to, for this rest of winter and for spring, to get in better condition to play again.
Yeah, I need to get fit, bro. But especially when Sunday League, if Sunday League, like if I play again this year, like last year I was just like in the worst shape ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to be better than last year.
I mostly need to like actually like start doing exercises for my knees. Well, knee. I say knees right now because this one hurts because I fell. But actually, the one I landed on was I hit the one that's bad the hardest earlier. And it's actually very all scraped up right here. It hurts. But I also like to go back to the doctor. I need insurance and I need to stop getting a new job every 2 months.
Facts.
Which I'm not doing it in a bad way. I've actually leveled up each time. But you know how things work, so it takes time.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all I got as well. Also, oh, I guess one last thing, actually. And, like, I promise this is the last thing. Last year, we did a couple of, like, not day in the life, but, like, TikToks going to Fire games and USL games and Midwest Premier League games and basically whatever soccer game we went to. Expect a lot of those this year. A lot, because I plan on going to every Fire home game. The only one there's a potential I miss, as of right now, obviously things could change, is St. Patrick's Day. Because I might just be too drunk to go.
Blackout at a Fire game on St. Patty's Day?
So I'm thinking, hell yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to spend the morning at a bar crawl, and then I'm going to spend the afternoon at the game. So maybe I just won't work the game, and I'll just like go to the game and enjoy it as a fan. Since I will be obliterated, hopefully. But, on top of that, I'm going to Houston, so there will be a video for that. I'm hopefully going to, Cincinnati. Columbus, so there will be a video for that. I'm going to take the bus, I think. And then, over the weekend, we were recently discussing, you may not be able to go, depending on your future and your career endeavors, but it's looking like there may be a little group trip to Toronto, Ontario. Why did I say Toronto, Ontario? It is Toronto, Ontario, right?
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
We're going to be there, Crody.
We going six sides, son.
And we going, if we lose to the Toronto, I'm going to be sick to my stomach, fam.
We're going to see Chicago Fire homegrown player, Jordy Mihaljevic.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite interested in BMO Field as well.
I don't like it.
I don't think I like it either, but I want to see it in person to before I judge.
I judge it based off its looks. But not people. Just stadiums.
But yeah, so I mean, MLS starts in like 2 weeks, so expect videos quick and fast and often.
Yeah.
Anyways, we hope you liked this episode. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe, please like, please leave a comment, and please share with your friends. If you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube. Watch the fucking video, you fucking bastard. Or don't. Just keep listening online. That's super appreciated as well. Leave us a review. Follow the podcast. Share the podcast. Find us on all social media platforms. We eventually will start posting more. And we say that literally every single week, and then it doesn't happen.
No, we do.
But we have been posting this year.
Yeah.
For the most part.
A lot more consistent than years prior and months prior, so.
I feel like we do it sporadically. Like there's going to be like 2 months where we're super consistent, and then we just fall off for 4 months.
Not that excessive. But like, definitely there's like maybe 2 weeks where we do be posting, and then like a week or two where like it'll be like one or two videos.
During the season, obviously, there's going to be a lot, because like I just said, like, I'm going to be going to a lot of soccer this year. Also, the
England. I will try to.
I forgot. I'm going to England.
Going to England.
Actually,
your flight was yesterday.
I saw a TikTok about Brentford's old stadium.
Yeah, you saw that, yeah.
And I want to go.
I saw it, yeah.
I'm going to go see it. Nice. Brighton Stadium. I want to go. So I'm going to go. And I'm going to make a video on it. Anyways, that's all I got. So, goodbye.